State House lawmakers advance a measure banning pride flags, and a report shows Oklahoma doubled its solar energy capacity last year. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Nick Daniels. House lawmakers advanced legislation Wednesday that would ban Oklahoma state agencies, including public schools, from recognizing Pride Month or displaying LGBTQ plus pride flags. The proposal by Republican Representative Kevin West passed the House along party lines and now moves to the Senate. Lawmakers also approved a separate bill that would prohibit changes to the biological sex listed on a person's birth certificate. Supporters say birth certificates should remain historical records of facts at birth. LGBTQ plus advocates and House Democrats argue the measures harm and marginalize LGBTQ plus Oklahomans. Staying at the Capitol, lawmakers are advancing a measure to ban books containing sexually explicit material from public school library shelves. But as Lionel Ramos reports, it's not clear what that means.
Senate Bill 1250 by Republican Senator Warren Hamilton from McCurtain prohibits public school libraries from having any materials containing or depicting sexual conduct, nudity, or any obscene material considered harmful to minor-aged students. Democrats pushed back on the measure with concerns about what books would be removed from school shelves and what would happen to them. Bixby Republican Senator Brian Guthrie debated in favor of the bill, addressing one hypothetical raised by detractors.
There was talk about burning. That's what we should do. We should take these books out in the parking lot and burn them. We're here to protect our kids.
The bill passed the Senate floor along party lines, moving on to the House for committee review. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's top prosecutor says the state's charter school board is laying the groundwork for a lawsuit. Ben Abrams reports it's part of another fight over religious education.
AG Gentner Drummond is accusing the statewide charter school board of selectively choosing religion as the only reason the Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School's application was denied. In a petition, Drummond says the board, quote, improperly engineered a record that omits independent basis for rejection, unquote. In other words, the AG says there were more valid reasons to reject Ben Gamla's second application, which the board begrudgingly threw out on Monday. Drummond believes the charter school board is setting the state up for a federal lawsuit. The AG previously spearheaded an effort to stop a virtual Catholic charter school from establishing. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
A new report shows Oklahoma more than doubled its solar energy capacity last year. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has more on the findings.
Oklahoma has enough solar to power more than 100,000 homes. That's according to an annual report from the Solar Energy Industries Association and research company Wood Mackenzie. The state is ranked 40th in the nation for its capacity. But the new analysis shows Oklahoma shot up from less than 400 megawatts in 2024 to more than 800 in 2025. Most of that comes from utility-scale solar, like the large installations you see in fields or farmland. The added generation came online the same year the Trump administration set new expirations on clean energy tax credits through the One Big Beautiful Bill passed in July. Residential solar incentives ended in December. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.